I was saying earlier, Norman Pace and Jasmine Banks are here from One Man, Two Governors, playing at the Opera House all this week. Fabulous theatre and a fabulous show as well. Let's have a little clip.
I got two jobs.
How did that happen?
You got to concentrate, don't you, with two jobs? I mean, I can do it as long as I don't get confused.
Norman, you're the person with the two jobs.
Actually, I'm not the person with two jobs. That's Gavin Spokes. I actually play a character called Charlie the Duck Clench.
All right.
And, I'm a bit of an East End wide boy, villain,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And Jasmine plays my daughter. So, you know, you got father and daughter this afternoon.
I certainly do, yeah. East End wide boy. Yeah. Did you need to do any research for this?
No, but I think you were alluding to my past career with Hale and Pace when we invented
management.
Yeah, it's just the accent that's similar, but you know, you try to make the character. Obviously, the character has to be what he is within the context of the play.
Yeah.
If I was up there doing Ron, I'd soon get caught out. But there are similarities.
Yes. Okay. That's inevitable. You know, it's interesting, you know, meeting you here today, because people do obviously associate you very strongly with certain characters that came through that comedy duo phase in your career. And what they don't associate you with necessarily is Shakespeare, but you're equally at home doing anything, really, aren't you? You're the proverbial all-rounder.
Well, I'm a jack of all trades, I suppose. I've never been good enough at any one of them to launch myself off on my own. But yeah, I mean, a bit of Shakespeare. When I was offered it, it was a kind of a comedy role, really. So the elements of my past career entered into it.
Sure.
But I don't know if you'd agree, Jasmine, but when you do this for a living, you want to do as many different things as possible just to make sure that you know, before you pack it in, and let's face it, I'm a bit closer to packing it in than you are, darling.
Yeah.
You've had a go at most things, so Shakespeare was one of the things on my bucket list.
Yeah, and it's great to do, and it's great to tick the box, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jasmine, you, in being much younger than either me or not, you have packed a lot in already, haven't you?
I guess so, yeah. I've had it's been all right, my career so far.
All right. Fun, yeah. I mean, like, you know, most people would dream about having a go at EastEnders.
Yeah.
And you've done that.
Yeah. I've been very, very, very lucky to have got that job. I was over the moon when I got the news as well.
Yeah, well, I would imagine when there's a part going in EastEnders and you say, well, I go and read for that, and we've arranged for you to go and read for that.
Yeah.
So you go and you find that half the world is there. So you did really well to get it to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I auditioned for about 10 different characters before I landed the role of Alice. I've been auditioning for EastEnders since I was about 14. For various different roles, and they often do workshops where they're looking for new characters and they're not sure what they want yet, and I've done a couple of those as well, so I was very lucky that they remember me and called me back in. And by the time it came to auditioning for Alice, I was like, oh gosh, I don't know what else I can do. Please give me a job. You've seen me so many times.
It worked.
The one, yeah.
How old were you when you got that then?
When I got Alice, I've forgotten. It was 2012. I was 22.
Yeah. Wow. I see you mature and
so you're then. You're now a hugely old 24.
I know.
Dear me.
It's panicking me.
You're catching up on us guys. That's
next
what
year
it is.
I'm a quarter of a century.
Well, right. You play the daughter in the play in the Opera House, One Man, Two Governors.
Indeed.
Give us a potted idea of the plot.
The plot?
Yeah.
That's such a difficult question.
That's why I asked you. You're only 24. You're better equipped than Norman or I to answer it.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely
okay.
Right.
I'll give it a go. So there is a character called Francis Henschel who his main motivation throughout the show is to get something to eat because he's very hungry. And then he ends up getting two bosses.
Yes.
And for various reasons, they're not allowed to know about each other.
Okay.
So he gets into all sorts of crazy, ridiculous situations, trying to avoid them finding out about each other.
Mm-hmm.
My character is just somehow, and Norman's caught up in that crazy world of
one of the two governors that Francis Henshaw has is a very violent criminal, we're led to believe.
Right.
And he comes into my house when my daughter, Pauline, played by Jasmine, on the day of her engagement, and he comes in and says, you've got a previous, you've got to honour your previous engagement to me, because we all thought this character was dead. So he comes in and threatens both me and Jasmine's character. And that's all part of Francis Henshaw's having to deal with two governors, because one of them is a violent criminal.
Yeah. It's,
and it's a comedy in spite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is a comedy. And, you know, it's great to get a comedy which is not, you know, somebody's life story or a, you know, a selection of hits, or let's take an era and pick out the music and the stuff from that and do that. Mm. I mean, this has been described as a glorious celebration of British comedy, a unique laugh-out-loud mix of satire, songs, slapstick and one-liners. Fair comment?
Couldn't explain it better myself, other than to say it never, ever fails. Every show, whoever's in, people go out absolutely holding their sides. And I, when I went to see it in the West End of London, it's the only time in my career that I phoned my agent and said, you've got to get me into this. I don't care what part I play. It's just too good for me to miss. And here I am 3 years later, and I'm lucky enough to be doing it.
And it's been seen by over a million people.
Yeah, and a million happy people.
Yeah, you better believe it. I mean, if you look at those elements, satire, slapstick, songs, one-liners, it's sort of like all the best bits of British comedy theatre over the last four decades all coming together in one play.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
And it's Richard Bean who's written it, and he's just written the book for Made in Dagenham, which is just opened in London's West End, which is a musical. He's also written a very funny piece called Great Britain, which is a satire of tabloid journalism. Rebecca Brooks's era of that.
Yeah.
He's just a really, really clever man, former stand-up comedian himself, so he knows how to plot a joke. And this, our play, is just so full of great gags. Everything from sight gags to clever gags to things that are a bit risque, it's all in there, as you said. You know, it's just, it's like somebody's taken the history of British comedy and put it into 2 hours.
I mean, this is such a successful show, Jasmine. How long are you two going to be in this show? I mean, is it coming near the end of the run? Because you've been sort of touring this since the spring. I mean, how long does this go on?
The tour finishes in March.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're just over halfway through, so maybe we've got about 5 months left.
Yeah.
So it's still quite a while.
And you're both enjoying it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the new boy, really. I only joined about 6 weeks ago.
Right.
And I couldn't be happier. I mean, it's the National Theatre. Mm-hmm. And I never thought in all my years with Gareth that ever I'd be called a National Theatre actor. Mm-hmm. You know what? They give you a little card that says you're a National Theatre player. Yeah. And you're meant to give it back at the end. But you know what? I think I've lost my...
Oh, no.
Yeah. I might find it when I finish the job again. But in the meantime, it's gone somewhere. I don't know where.
Yeah, I was very proud when I got mine.
So you're there till March. And have the either of you got any plans, anything set in stone that will happen after March?
Nothing as of yet. But I am sort of playing with the idea of going to LA maybe for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And seeing what happens there and how the industry works out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're in some context.
Mm-hmm. Your listeners should know that Jasmine is not only highly talented, she's also very beautiful.
Oh.
And will do extremely well in LA if she goes there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to LA, strangely.
No, where are you going?
I'm going to South London, where I live.
Right, okay.
I'm going to paint a few walls and, you know,
yeah, say hello to you my still, family. Though you still do a bit of comedy, don't you?
Yeah, but Gareth and I did our farewell tour last year of Australia.
They're
very nicely still playing some of our sketches out on the Comedy Channel. So while we were still fit enough to do the cabaret show, we drew a line under that. But then I did a play with Gareth again last year, and we went on tour with it. So never say never, you know.
No, you guys are always going to be around. You may sort of not do something together for 5 years or whatever it is, but you'll always turn up again, and why not?
That's kind of you. He is my best friend, so that's good.
Well, that showed, though, when you were working together, because the best bits, if you don't mind me saying so, were the two bits when either of you got the other one going, and, you know, you sort of creased, and you could tell. And if you're enjoying it, the audience are enjoying it.
That's true.
And same story with One Man, Two Governors. A joy to meet both of you, Norman, Jasmine. Thanks a million for coming in, and thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having us.